Good morning to you, Brad Davidson.
Good morning, guys.
Geez, Adam Pengelly had a day out yesterday with the tips. He came up with a 10-1 winner.
It was great to see, wasn't it? He's a very good judge, is Adam, and was right on the money with that Al Merton in the first, a very promising horse going forward. He found the early odds. It was a nice trial. He obviously watches all the trials, and good to see the hard work pay off Adam there. And, of course, his other tip as well won, so hopefully if you took his all up there, would have been a very, very nice collect indeed.
Now, we'll get your thoughts for Saturday tomorrow, but you got some early thoughts on the Hobartville.
Yeah, it's a fascinating race. One of the races of the carnival, isn't it? And look, I probably not a race I'm going to get heavily involved in just because there's so many questions to be answered. But if I was going to steer you in one direction or the other, I'd probably be leaning towards Trapeze Artist just at the 390 the price. 230 Kementari v 390 Trapeze Artist. I know, you know, he's been well backed already, Trapeze Artist, but he was really good first up. He burnt the candle both ends, the best rating race of the day there at Rose Hill. And remember, he's only had the one run at the 1400 at Rose Hill, and he won the Golden Rose by 4.5 lengths. So I know Kementari was very explosive the other day, and if he does that again, he's going to be extremely hard to beat. But A, he has to do it again, and whether he can produce that sort of sprint second up, we'll wait and see. And look, he's probably the horse to beat, but I'm just happy to be with Trapeze Artist at the price over him. I think D'Argento's the other horse you've got to throw in the mix. He's a bit underrated. He's 3 from 3. I think he's gone to a whole new level. His preparation, his sectionals first up were that of a horse that could well be a Group 1 class colt. So his trial since that first up win was really good too. He looked nice and sharp, and I think he's the other one to throw in the mix. I'm not really knocking Pirata, but I'm just wondering whether that Magic Millions form might not shape up to these best colts. But Trapeze Artist for me, boys, slightly over Kementari and D'Argento.
And Brad, why is Sense of Occasion set to miss the Autumn Carnival?
Yeah, a bit of a shame there for this Chris Lee-trained galloper. Of course, won the Doomben Cup last year, the Group 1 winner. He's found to have a lesion to a tendon early this week. So he's out of the Autumn, unfortunately. It's this time of the year where we hear a few hiccups with horses and a few of them miss the carnival, and unfortunately he'll be one of them this year.
Jean Van Overmeyer, he's riding well.
He's riding really well. A treble yesterday at Canterbury. I know a lot of people have got big raps on this young fella, and just the way he's riding, he's right on Serene Miss yesterday, probably sums it up. She was a mare that a lot of people thought would get back midfield or worse, but he sums it up well. He had her in the 1-1, and she got there in the end. His ride was probably all the difference. So with that treble yesterday, he brought up win number 20 in the Metro ranks, meaning his Metro claim will be reduced from 3 kilos to 2 kilos after Saturday's Rose Hill meeting. So he still have the 3 kilo claim for Saturday, and then after that, he'll reduce to 2 kilos. But he's got some really good opportunities on the weekend, including riding Bonnie O'Reilly for his boss, Bjorn Baker. So not doing a really good job, Jean, and no doubt even with that claim reducing to 2, he's still going to have plenty of people willing to put him on.
You're going to be studying the form. We're going to get those to you from tomorrow. But is there anything we could follow?
Yeah, I thought the meeting yesterday at Canterbury had a few horses we could follow. I think Tang Mir is one that didn't get the chocolates yesterday, but I think you can follow him going towards a Derby preparation. Really like the way he get the line there over the 1550. And I think once he steps up in trip, he's only going to be better. And once he gets onto a bigger track, definitely suit. And just keep an eye on Just Shine and Serene Miss. I think they're both in for really good prep. Just Shine's a progressive middle distance horse. I thought he showed a lovely turn of foot there yesterday to win, and he can progress to Saturday City class. And Serene Miss, she paraded quite big in the mounting yard and was able to get the job done there first up. You could make a case to say she should be unbeaten. So I think you can follow her with a bit of confidence this preparation as well.
Now, Brad, off and go and do some study. Do we see you on Formline tonight?
Yes, we'll be on Formline tonight, previewing the big Rose Hill meeting with Duff. I'm sure we'll have plenty of debate about a couple of big races, no doubt the Hobart Bill, but also the JRB Sunlight and the Silver Slip is going to be a cracker as well.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, guys.